This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about love. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Mariam and Amin met through a dating app, but it was really a glitch in the algorithm that brought them together. Claire Boyle has this 21st century love story.
It was a Saturday night in early 2018. Mariam Abella was sitting on her couch in Lansing, Michigan, swiping through Tinder, through photo after photo of white boys flexing in gym selfies or standing on their boats holding fish. Then she found Amin's profile.
And I was like, hey, like, I'm North African. Like, he has an Arabic sounding name. Like, this is finally maybe somebody I can connect with. And it said he was less than a mile away from me. So I swiped right and then it was a match. And he messaged me like pretty quickly after that.
Mariam and Amin messaged back and forth for about a week. They talked about work and how much they both love to travel. Mariam is half Algerian and Amin is Moroccan. So they talked about their shared culture, too, about the meals and traditions they both love. Eventually, Mariam asked,
so how did you end up in Lansing, Michigan? That's so odd. And he was like, what is Lansing? I don't know that word. And I was like, what do you mean, what is Lansing? He's like, Lansing, I don't understand what that word means. What does it mean? And I said, where do you live? And he said, I live in Casablanca, don't you?
At that point, Mariam had never been to Morocco, and Amin had never been to the United States. Tinder had told them they were less than 1 mile away from each other. They were both disappointed to be so far apart. But by total coincidence, Mariam had already booked a trip to North Africa to connect with her heritage. She planned to spend a few months in Casablanca. She had even found a place to stay just 20 minutes from Amin's neighborhood, all before they ever matched on Tinder. With Mariam's trip in mind, they decided to keep getting to know each other, and Mariam was smitten.
I had a date with another guy on Tinder, and I canceled it. You know, I had other matches, and I just turned my Tinder off. I was just so happy. I was like, even if nothing comes of this, I'm getting so much fulfillment just from our conversations.
Mariam and Amin started video chatting for hours each day. He helped her practice her Arabic, and she helped him learn English. About 7 months later, Mariam was getting ready for her trip. When she arrived in Morocco, Mariam had planned to go straight to her Airbnb, but Amin insisted on picking her up from the airport.
I got to the airport. I was freaking out. I was nervous. It was hot. I was sweating. I was like, this is not what I wanted. I really just wanted to go to the Airbnb and take a shower. You know, the same way that anyone wants to get ready for a first date. This was kind of like our first date, but he was very insistent. Just like, absolutely not. I'm picking you up from the airport. I'm so excited to see you. I want to be the first person you see.
And when Mariam finally saw Amin smiling across the pickup area,
I kind of forgot about everything I was worried about. I was still sweating and nervous and freaking out, but I didn't care. And he didn't care. We were both just so excited to see each other.
They drove to the Airbnb and sat at the kitchen table to talk.
Hours went by and then he was like, we should go eat something. I was like, oh my God, it's been 5 hours. Yeah, we should go eat something.
By the end of their first date, Mariam had a hunch that grew stronger the more time they spent together, that she wanted to be with Amin for a long time. Mariam and Amin's story might seem surprising. The fact that they met at all seems so improbable. I reached out to Tinder to see how this could have happened. A spokesperson wrote back that they'd, quote, prefer not to speak on any product glitches, if that's in fact what happened in this case.
I mean, when they initially discovered that one lived in Morocco and the other in Michigan, I mean, that must have given them a really good laugh. And laughter drives up the dopamine system in the brain and can give you focus, energy, optimism, and curiosity about somebody.
That's Helen Fisher. Helen is a biological anthropologist. She wasn't at all surprised Mariam and Amin had been able to develop such a close relationship, despite the thousands of miles between them.
When you go out on a first date with somebody and you don't know them at all, it's very awkward. I mean, do I hold her hand? Do I give them a kiss? What do I do?
But with Mariam in Michigan and Amin in Morocco those first 7 months,
you know, they had all this time talking to each other, getting to know each other before they ever met at all. Sex is off the table. And you don't even have to decide, you know, will we go to a fancy bar or should we go to a coffee shop? I mean, money is off the table. So these people were in a very relaxed situation. Rather than a long distance issue being a problem, it ended up being a stimulus.
Helen also emphasized the importance of shared values, passions, and life goals in building a lasting relationship. Miriam and Amin talked through all those things after her first trip to Morocco. That's Amin, speaking in Darija, Moroccan Arabic, about the day they got engaged. Here's Miriam interpreting.
He was talking about the day that he proposed, and he said he was really scared and nervous, but also excited. And he was so happy when I said yes, and, you know, we kind of just had a great day and just talked about everything, like talked about our goals and our life.
Today, Miriam and Amin live together in Florida.
We got married. He met my entire family. We've done some traveling. We live here in Orlando. We have a nice place and two cats. And he's studying English and hopefully going to be starting to work soon. And everything is pretty great.
That story was reported by Claire Boyle.